Amen. You love the Lord, say amen. Amen. It's good to be here today. Good to see, man, what a great church pool we got today. And we just thank God for you. Hey, man, appreciate you. If I didn't get around to everybody, I was trying to get up here quick. And so I was trying to talk to everybody. And it's hard to do that when you got probably 200 people or more. But we appreciate you. And I appreciate you from the very bottom of my heart. You're visiting with us. I hope you've already been made feel welcome. And you'll just enjoy the service. Get right into it with us. And let's be much in prayer for each and every one of these that are still sick. Still remember Emily and JT. They're in the hospital in Atlanta, and their little baby Lakeland. That baby's just on my heart. And pray for them. I'm telling you, I was telling Charlie and Charles and them a while ago, Christy, that they put every bit of their faith in God in this. So we really need to help them and support them in all we can and through this trying time. So remember them. Then also remember Brother Clay Barnett's wife. She's been sick, having some procedures done, and we was talking to Sister Hazel about it. God knows all about it, knows what they stand in need of. And so let's pray for that young lady, just 40-something years old. So let's remember her also in our prayers. Then also let me make a couple of quick announcements now. Don't forget WMU today at 5 o'clock. And so you women folks, I'd love you to come and be a part of that. Also, one of the ministries of the church is they try to fill a basket for the ICU waiting rooms there at Redmond. And if you're ever in that ICU waiting room for a couple of days, and you know that basket full of food surely comes in handy. So if you can help with that, get a bullet and it tells what we need. Also, don't forget the Hallelujah Festival for our Trunk or Treat will be on Saturday, October the 28th. And be here at the Fellowship Hall and on the church grounds. We'll be decorating their cars, putting candy and things like this in for our young people. And so we want everybody, if you can, if you got a car you'd like to decorate, please see Brother Gary or Sister Joyce or somebody. There's something in the foyer or flower. And we got them at the front and the side. So if you're planning on bringing a car and bringing some things, please sign up so we can see exactly. You know, we don't want to advertise this and have 500 people and they come up and there's two cars here. So, you know, we need to know that, hey, we need a commitment. We need somebody to commit, say, hey, I know for sure if it's the Lord's will, nothing will happen. I'll be here that night with my car. And we'll have candy and we'll have things like this for the church. So we really need to know that today so we can start getting it together. And so please work on that for me. Also, high attendance day for our Sunday school will be November the 5th. So let's be building that up. Then Brotherhood is the 26th. So remember that also. So a lot of announcements, but there's more in the bulletin. So please get one. They're either at this side or the front entrance. Either way. So please grab one of these before you leave today. And let's remember all these that are still in the hospital, Brother Billy Lumpkin and others that are still in there. And so let's really pray for them this morning that God will reach down and touch them. Amen. How many is ready to go to meet and say amen? Amen. 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 Let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around. We're going to receive our morning tithes and offering. Ask them blessed upon the service today. I like that song says, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God, but all is vain unless the Spirit comes down. It's got to have it. That's the key ingredient. So let's just pray that God. We leave here today saying, man, it was good to be at Morning View Baptist Church. Amen. So we appreciate each and every one of you coming. We want to ask my good friend, Brother Keith Tarbush. Brother Keith, will you lead us to the Lord in prayer today? Let us all pray. Amen. Remember this. Amen, brother.
Our Heavenly Father, God, as we come to you today, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity we have. God, we worship you today. Lord, I pray, God, that you pray for these morning. God, come today, Lord, and visit them with us. We pray, Lord, that you give them an extra blessing today. God, I pray, Lord, those that are in the sick, Lord, in the hospital, Lord, those that study and homebound. God, not able to live here. God, I pray, Lord, for them. Lord, I pray, God, for that little baby there in the hospital. God, I pray, Lord, that you reach down and wrap your arms around them. God, we know the miracles can and still happen. Lord, we just trust in you. God, we know, Lord, your will is going to be done. God,
before I sing today, I want to give a praise report. I don't know if any of y'all know it. I didn't, because when this happened, it's Friday. I'm a mother, and I didn't have time to think about calling anybody. I was calling on God. But I got to work, and right when I got to work and waited on my first member, I had a tap on the shoulder and a phone handed to me, and a call that my daughter was non-responsive. She's not here today.
Bless
her sugar bottomed out, and she became non-responsive immediately. And they got the ambulance there, and all the way to Redmond, they couldn't get her. They got her sugar up, but they couldn't get her to respond. She started finally responding right when her father got there. She barely even knew him or what was going on. But, you know, we were all praying, and her sister's got prayer lines going. I don't know what churches they called or anything, because, like I said, I couldn't even think. And all I know is Elisa looked at me, and she said, "Mom, it's okay." She said, "God's got it." They come back and said everything was normal. They didn't know what was going on. But she was going into a diabetic coma is what happened immediately. But if the paramedics hadn't got there, if she'd been by herself, she wouldn't be here today. But I praise God that she's still here, because there's a reason why he keeps keeping her here. And I know that it's going to show up one day. Something's going to show for why God has kept her here with so much that she has wrong with her. But I just thank God that he gave me a little more time with her. And just listen to this song. The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for at each street and courage to conquer you while God is on your side. God can
secret what God can do. Really good to be out in the house of the Lord this morning. Some of God's bride, you know, still here. Lord, he knows what we need before we even ask.
Yes, he does.
There's a song here that no matter when we have our trials and troubles on our day-to-day basis, there's one thing about it. We still got to recognize He's still God. I want you to listen to the words of this mission.
Just wait.
church, age 48. Praise Him this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God. He's worthy of praise. Yes, He is.
Praise God. Praise God.
Will you turn your Bible to the book of St. Luke? Amen. St. Luke, amen, the great physician. St. Luke chapter 15, verse number 17. St. Luke chapter 15, verse number 17. Reading through verse number 24. We could absolutely leave right now and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. But why leave good when it can be better? Amen. Good to be here today. Amen. St. Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 17, reading through verse number 24. If you've enjoyed it so far, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's read what the Bible said. The Bible said, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough for me to spare and to spare? And I perish with hunger. Look at verse number 18. He said, I'll rise and go to my father. And I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, verse number 19, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Look at verse number 20. The Bible said, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Look at verse number 21. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Look at verse number 22. He said, but the father said to his servants, bring forth the fatted cow, or bring forth the best robe. I'm wanting to get to that cow. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Verse number 23. And bring head of the fatted calf, there he is. And kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Verse number 24. For this is my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. God, I know, Lord, that I'm not nothing today, but you're everything. And, Lord, we're so thankful, God, that you're here with us today. And, Lord, that we have felt your holy anointing. God, I pray, Lord, that you'll just touch each heart. Lord, God, we know, God, this is the most important part of the service, and that is when we settle down and hear hear the preaching of God's word. Lord, so I pray, God, that you'll deal with the hearts, Lord, that need to be dealt with, and bless souls that need to be blessed. Lord, lift those that need to be lifted. Lord, we leave here today, we can say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. God, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want to preach today on this right here, the return, amen, the return. Listen, we all know the story about the prodigal son, how he went to his father and he said, Father, listen, I'm ready to head out, listen, and live upon my own. Listen, I believe he was probably a rebellious child. Listen, no doubt the way he went to his daddy, the way he did, and he said, I'm ready to receive my inheritance. Usually you don't get an inheritance until somebody dies, but he said, I'm ready to get my inheritance. And the Bible said the father gave it to him. Listen, and the Bible said he went out, listen, and he began to waste it in the world. If something happened that he had not planned on happening, there was a famine in the land, listen, everything began to die, everything began to dry up. Listen, and the Bible said he found himself, listen, one of the worst things for a Jew, listen, is pigs. Listen, has been, will be, listen, neighbor, today, listen, but the Bible said that he found himself, neighbor, down there eating with those hogs and desiring the slop, that's what I call it, desiring the slop that fell from the hog's mouth. Listen, what a gross state he got himself, neighbor, in today. Listen, and a lot of times we preach on the return. Listen, how we see him go back to his father, and he listen, he's sitting there and he's eating, he's drinking, and listen, he's being merry and everything. Listen, the father's put a robe on him, the father's put a ring on him. Listen, they've called for the best cattle they had, never to be listen, slain and prepared for the meal that day. The return neighbor had happened. Amen. Listen, but I want you to know today there's some things listen today that I want to look at. Listen, on his return in this journey of life, neighbor today, and the process that it took to get him out of the pig pen, to sitting at the father's table, listen, to get him from eating slop to eating a steak. Amen. Because that's exactly what happened when he returned home. But I believe it was a process that took place. Listen, and it's the same thing in my life and your life. Our life is but a journey. Every one of us that are here that has been born again, listen, we're claiming and we're desiring one day for heaven to be my home. Amen. Where there'll be no more sorrow, no more heartaches, and no more tears will dim the eye. Neighbor today, but I thought about the return of this prodigal son and the process that he took. And neighbor, I believe it's the same process, and neighbor, for you and I today. We're here and we're lost, and neighbor, we're here, we're out of the will of God. It's the same journey, and neighbor, the prodigal son took, that we've got to take today. Listen, first of all, number one today, I believe it took a realization. Amen. Listen, the Bible said, listen, the Bible said, and he came to himself. Amen. Listen, maybe today he realized, listen, amen, realization, that word right here means an act of becoming fully aware of something as a fact. Listen, see, our first step, listen, to getting out of the hog pen and getting back to the Father's house, neighbor, is realization. It's realizing, I went as far as I could go. Here he is. Listen, he's done spent everything he had. He's down here, listen, eating with the hogs. But he came to himself. Meaning Brother Coleman, he realized where he was at. He said, hey, what am I doing here? Sometimes the devil, we have to hit rock bottom before we can ever realize where we're at. Sometimes you have to lose everything you got. to realize where you're at. Sometimes you can find yourself in a desert place. I to realize where you're at. Sometimes, listen, you can find your soul dry and thirsty. Listen, before Brother Harold, we ever realized where we at. Listen, some people say, well, I don't understand. Listen, why this one or that one. Listen, neighbor is going through this or that. I'm not saying it's all the time, but sometime, Brother Aaron, it's meant for them to realize what kind of shape they're in. It's meant for them to realize they went as far as they could go. It's meant for them to realize, listen, I can't even walk without him holding my hand. Listen, the Bible said that he looked up. Listen, from the hog trough, a neighbor, and he realized a mama's table, a daddy's table, it looks better than where I'm eating today. He come to the realization. He said, I tell you what. He said, man, I'm telling you, hey, my daddy back home, hey, man, listen, he's got hired servants. Hey, man, he's eating better than I am. Hey, man, he's got hired servants. I listen, neighbor, that when it rains, they go inside. He's got hired servants. Hey, man, when it's cold, he makes sure they're warm. He's got hired servants. When they're warm, he makes sure they're cool. I see, my friend, the pathway, I listen, ought to get him from this point to that point, from getting lost on your way to hell, no hope, no future, no happiness, no joy, no peace, amen, and all these things, a life of sadness, a life of loneliness, a life of discouragement, that's where he had found himself. But thank God, he realized, I ain't got to stay here. And I'm telling you today, if you have found yourself in that predicament, I got good news for you. You ain't got to stay there. I just realized where we're at and what we stand in need of. I believe it's a process on this journey, a journey called life. I believe it's a process that we come to realization that, and we become fully aware of something as a fact. See, our first step to returning to fellowship with God, our first step, Brother Dennis, to returning to fellowship with God is realizing we're out of fellowship with God. Amen. See, there's a lot of people today that have strayed away from the plan of God, and they've strayed away from that peace, and they've strayed away from that relationship that they had with the Lord. But they say, I'm a Christian, I'm this and I'm that. But they don't realize that fellowship, that peacefulness, that joy, that happiness, that direction has been broken. See, the first step realization of having fellowship with God is to realize you're out of fellowship. Amen. The realization of me running out of gas in my car is not when that light comes on. Because most of you's like me, we keep driving and say, she'll get it in the morning. We just keep driving. But the realization, is when I'm calling Brother Cecil and say, Brother Cecil, have you got a 5-gallon gas can? The preacher's on the side of the road over here, and he's out of gas. Well, then you realize that when it got halfway full, no, I really didn't pay attention. Well, didn't you realize that when it got to that 3/4 full? No, I didn't really pay attention. Well, what about when that light came on? I put a piece of tape over it. I didn't realize it. Oh, but here I am sitting on that bridge over here at the overpass, and all of a sudden, the car goes dead. It sputters. It's gone as far as it'll go. Realize I'm out of gas, Brother Keith. Realization, that's what happened to the prodigal son. Whoa, his problem didn't start. His problem did not start when he ended up in the hog pen. His problem started when he left the comforts and the goodness of where he was at. That's when it started. But see, Brother Dennis, he had money to spend. He had all these things. He was eating, drinking, being merry. Boy, he was having probably one party after another. Everything in life was rosy. He was on top of the hill. Everything looking good. He didn't realize the further he was going, the further he was getting away from God. That fellowship was gone. That peace was gone until he ended up eating with the hogs. Then he realized, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Realization is realizing something's a fact, the fact that I've gone too far to look back. Hey man, I'm in trouble now. Help, help me. Oh my goodness, and how we've heard the cries of our loved ones that hollered out help and in need when they finally realized I can't do life without Jesus Christ. Amen. The return is a process. It's a process. It's just like a little child. Sister Dina back there, she's one of our school teachers. We've got several that go here. Look like I'd be a little more educated, don't it? We've got several that go here. If I took Gracie May, she outside smoking. Oh, there she is. If I said, Gracie May, come here. Come, Papa Jeff. Come here. I took Gracie May. I'm going to use her for example. Now, don't you grab my glass. I took Gracie May, and I said, tell you what I want you to do. Dina, I want you to take her in the back. And when she comes back, I want her to be able to say her ABCs and read that C Spot Run. Is that still a book? C Spot Run, is all that, is that still there? Thank God, I thought they got rid of it. That's the only book I could do a book report on. You say, preacher, that's impossible. That's impossible, why? Because she's a baby. See, it's a process. See, she's gonna start out, look, you see Brother Tommy back, I run to him. Oh, you can't yet, okay. But see what I'm saying? It's just like a little child, Brother Jim. It's a process. It's a process. She'll go through a process. She'll go through a process. She's going to learn to run. She'll learn to write. She'll learn to all these things. That's the same way our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is. It's a process. And our life is a journey. It's a process. And to get from the pig pen to the steakhouse, neighbor, today, it's a process. But it all starts with the realization, I need help. It all starts with the realization, I don't need to be here in this hog pen eating with the swine, eating with these hogs and eating with people. You don't need to be in the world doing the things of the world, living in the things of the world to have happiness, to have joy, to have peace. You need to come to realization you've got away from God and you need that relationship back with the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you realize you need help, no one can help you. We can sing every song in the book. I can preach every message from 66 books, from Genesis to Revelation. But it will not help you until you personally realize I'm on a journey and the spot I'm in right now is not where I want to stay. Man, you have to decide that. Number two, I got to hurry. But anyway, returning to fellowship with God is realization I'm out of fellowship with Him. My life is not lining up with God and the Word of God. The preacher don't have to tell you you're out of the will of God. You know what? Brother Herman, the preacher don't have to tell me that my life is not going according to the Word of God. I know it ain't because I've been born again and there's a Holy Spirit within inside me that lets me says, hey, you better get back. You better get back. You're getting out of range. That cell tower finna go down. You're not going to hook up. The realization. And then not only did we see the realization, Sister Joyce, he was down here and the Bible said he came to himself. Thank God. See, the problem is, Sister Doris, a lot of people don't never come to the place where they see themselves. Until they see themselves. I've seen so many people say, I'm fine. And then before you know it, Brother Aaron, you're standing over them and they're in a casket and you think, you wasn't fine. you wouldn't find. But we got to come to that realization. The prodigal son said, hey, I'm coming to myself. Hey, my daddy got people running around up there. Hey, man, it's waiting on everybody else. I'll just go back. I'll be a servant. Amen. I'll live in the servant quarters. I'll eat with the servants. I'll do all these things. He realized it. Then number two, on this journey, on this return, we see, first of all, we see the realization. Number two, we see the request. See, we got to realize where we're at. And then we got to make a request, not to me, not to Pope, not to the president. You got to make a request to the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to ask him to forgive me. You got to ask him to restore me. You got to ask him, Brother Keith Tarbush, to forgive me. An act of a request is an act of asking for something. An act of asking for something. When we make a real prayer request to God on our behalf or someone else, to ask for something is to say, I need help. I need help. Then you request it. You got to ask for help. I remember when I was in school, I was real shy. I was the shyest boy in the school. God forgive me. My brother says, oh, my Lord, I can't believe it. But I wouldn't. Timmy, you know me too. You knew I was shy. Timmy back there goes, shy. But you ever been sitting in class? And class has got, you know, we didn't have many as these kids got now, 40, 50. And that teacher would be writing it on the board. We had what you call chalkboards back then. Yeah. Yeah. And they had what you call chalk. It was white stuff you put on the board. And they would write on that board, believe it or not. And only tablet we had was a notebook. But anyway, Aaron, you're a teacher too. So you probably watch your kids. They'll do it every time. But you know them teachers, they'd go up here, and they'd write on that chalkboard. I won't never forget it. I was in the sixth grade. I won't never forget it. She said, this is A, B, C. It was the alphabet. Y'all was kind of supposed to say, oh, Lord. But anyway, you know, them teachers, they'd write stuff on the board, and they have all these things. And then they'd say, anybody that don't understand it, raise your hand. Well, I'm sitting there knowing good and well I ain't got a clue. But Hazel, I would not raise my hand. You know why? Because it looked like everybody else had it. And then, you know, that back then they'd hand you a paper test. I don't like them. Never have. I had to take one the other day in school. Didn't too good on that either. But anyway, they'd lay that test down. When everybody start writing, you know, my mind would go, oh, God. You know, and I could memorize enough to pass. But she'd say, Jeff, you made such and such. I ain't going to say because we got young people in our presence. But she'd say, Jeff, you made this such and such. Did you not understand the material? And then I'd say, no way. She said, well, I'm going to give you 10 more points. I said, thank you. You're my favorite teacher. Hey, you had to do what you had to do. You had my daddy and mama. But she'd say, why didn't you raise your hand? Why didn't you raise your hand? And I'd say, I was afraid. I was afraid to ask for help. I was afraid everybody else would laugh at me. I was afraid. And you know, that's what the prodigal son had to overcome. Yeah. Hey, he said, I'm going to tell you what. I'm not going back expecting to be his son. I'm not going back expecting to be back into the family. He said, but I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him. I'm going to make a request unto my father. Father, can I just come back and clean the cow stalls? Can I just come back? Can I just come back and just be a servant? Can I wait on you, Daddy? Amen. His daddy looked at him and said, let me tell you something, boy. He said, I've got a robe up there across your bed. I've been waiting to slap it on your back. I've got a ring up there laying on your dresser. I've been wanting to put it on your hand. He said, I tell you what else. He said, hey. He said, you know that little old calf that was out yonder that we've been feeding? Call her in, boys. She's a big old cow now. Now listen, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to shoot her. We're going to cook her. We're going to eat her. You're my son that was dead. Now he's alive. All we got to do is make a request and God will hear us. Woo! It's a process. It's a process of returning. It just don't happen. Him leaving overnight just didn't happen. It was a journey. Where we end up is not where we intended to start sometimes. In this thing we call life. Amen. They tell me, and I don't know, but they tell me people that do meth, they tell me that sometimes you can get hooked one time and you're hooked. I don't know, don't want to know, but they tell me the reason you keep coming back is because that one time that you do those things, you go to such a high that, you know, I don't get it. People think they can jump off a building and fly like an eagle and all this kind of stuff. But they get so high. And see, that highness, they'll never reach it again. So this is what happens. They try it. They're just trying to get to that point. But see, with the Lord Jesus Christ, it just gets better and better. It just gets gooder and gooder. I'm glad there's no cap on it. There's no top on it. Matter of fact, he said, I sat before your table. All you got to do is come and dine. I'm telling you, there's food at the master's table. If we'll realize where we had and request him to forgive us of our sins. It's all part of a process. It's all part of a journey of this life. Number one, we see the realization of it. Then we see the request to ask something for something is to say, I need help. Yeah. That's the first step, is to say, I need help. I didn't want to raise my hand in that class. Amen. I didn't want to raise my hand in that class because I was afraid of what everybody else might say. Yeah. I was afraid of everybody laughing at me. You may be here today and you want to raise your hand and say, I want help. But you're afraid, well, this church will know I've sinned, so what? I'm afraid what everybody else may say, who cares? Your relationship between God and you is more important than anybody's opinion in this building. And I could care less about opinions. Amen. I don't worry about that. I worry about your soul. I worry about your relationship with God. It's my desire that you draw closer to the Lord than you was yesterday. Amen. But to get you to that point, to get you to where you are in Christ Jesus today, I've got to get you, number one, to realize I need help. And then we got to get you to the point that you request help. And by the way, I finished in the top five of my class. There was six of us in there. Some of y'all will get that by next week, maybe. But we got to realize where we're at. Preacher, why do you do that? Just make sure everybody's still with me. Just to realize where we're at. Then, Brother Dennis, make a request. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you need. That's what the Lord says. He's why, Brother Coleman, he said, come unto me, all you that's heavy laden, I'll give you rest. God knows what we need. He knows what we need. But Timmy, we got to tell him. We got to share it. The prodigal son said, man, I realize, hey, I've come to myself. I'm going to make a request back to my Father.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a request back to my Father. And I can go back home. Can I come home? Can I come home? When Samantha got old enough and she got married and moved out, I told her the day she got married, we was fixing to leave, go to the church house that day. And I told her, I said, baby, let me tell you this one thing. You're going to marry this man. I believe you're going to have a great life. I just wanted you to know that'll always be your room and this will always be your house. You can come back home. If he starts beating the devil out of you, you come home and then I'll go over there. Amen, brother. Oh, I thought you was holy. I am till it comes to my children. I'll lay my hands on you in a holy way. I got to get back in the spirit. I'm starting to get in the flesh. The return, to get from this point to this point, number one, it takes realization. Number two, it takes you requesting. Then number three, and I'm going to hurry, it takes responsibility. It takes responsibility. The fact of being responsible. Listen at this. His father loved him. His father loved him. He had a ring to go on his finger. He had a robe to put on his back. And he had food on the table. But the father did not go looking for him. Did you notice that? The father never left the house. He didn't send troops out. Why? Because it was the prodigal son's responsibility. See, I can preach. Singers can sing. I can even come back to where you are. And I can pull you by the hand and say, this message was for you. I want you to come. But you know what? That won't do a bit of good. That won't do a bit of good until you realize where you're at. Until you're willing to request that you need help and take the responsibility to get up and realize and request, Father, I've sinned and I'm coming home. They sing that song. I wander far away from God. Amen. Now I'm coming home. Amen. What page is that, Miss Joyce? Coming home. What page? 153. I don't even want no musicians to come. I want us to stand. And I wonder today, the Lord said do it this way, and that's what I'm going to do. I want you to listen to this song. And the Holy Spirit of God is saying, hey, you might be here, you say, well, preacher, I'm not in the hog pen, but you're on that journey. You're on that path. You're on the path. That's what I'm trying to catch you before you get to that point. Listen to what he said. I've wandered far away. This verse. I've wasted me. I wonder why the church is singing. I wonder if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit. Say, preacher, I need help. Preacher, I've gone as far as I can go. I'm ready to repent. I'm ready to return. I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of this troubles and strife. I need help. Would you come? I need of sin and straightening, Lord. I've gone as far as I can go. What about it? You ladies, come and help us pray for this young lady this morning. Start back. Oh, Brother Matt's going to lead us back in the first verse, and I wonder, would you come? Here I am. I'm the prodigal son or the prodigal daughter. I need help. So what I do, you've realized it. Now all you got to do is request it. Lord, I need to come back to you. Lord, I need that fellowship with you. I need that communion with you. I need that peace with you. I need that joy with you. I need that happiness with you. Thank God. God's answering prayers right now this morning. If you've got a need in your life, I'd come. Oh, thank God. Just give it to the Lord, our Heavenly Father. Hey, Lord, for thee. Sir, thank you, dear Lord. Woo! Praise the Lord. Thank God for these that have come this morning. Amen. Listen to me. God heard your prayer. God heard your prayer. And this is what he said. There's room at the table. There's room at the table. Just come and dine. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He's good. Amen. Herman, y'all come here. Y'all, Kathy, y'all come on. I want you to sing that song. God's been good. Amen. I tell you right now, he was good. I want to tell you, if you feel like God done something for you, just slip your hand up. Don't be ashamed. Look at here. All over the house. Praise the Lord. Come on, where's Maggie at Children's Church? Amen. Let's all sing this song. I'll tell you what, God's been good. He was good to you. He forgave you. He restored you. Amen. Now, don't let the devil defeat you. When you leave here this morning, I'm not going to be with you. The church is not going to be with you. The devil's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. You just tell him this. Tell him the preacher said, get behind me, devil. I've won this battle. The victory is mine. I've been blessed. Amen. Hit it. Amen. They just come and got a load off of you.
Lately I've been looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies of